arriving late tonight into early tomorrow morning. May even hear a few rumbles of thunder. Temperatures tomorrow, 72 to 80 degrees as a cold front advances across the area. Could be looking at some stronger storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
81 degrees in Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
why D.C. police moved in on the protest at GW. At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
Parents want action on drugs and safety at school in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
An agreement in a student club's lawsuit against the district. I'm Neil Augenstein.
You may love the sun, but your skin doesn't, and the result can be deadly. At 2:15, we'll go a bit deeper with a dermatologist. The Dow is up 115 points. 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. There have been more than 40 tornadoes reported in 11 states this week, and it is not over. Millions are bracing for more bad weather, including tornadoes today, through the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest. This man's in Portage, Michigan, where two tornadoes hit.
People are trapped in their neighborhood. Cars were trapped. We were just trying to clean those cars off and clean neighborhood exits out so people can leave their house if they need to.
Meantime, floodwaters are receding now in Texas after days of heavy rains and water rescues. They killed three people in the state, including 4-year-old Lucas Warren, his mom, Chelsea.
And a current came so fast, and it came up, and he just let go. And he didn't mean to. He just let go. And I didn't hear him call out for me.
She said she'd been planning her boy's birthday. Now she's planning his funeral. Chaotic morning at George Washington University in D.C., where police arrested more than 30 protesters while breaking up encampments. Metro D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
We began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says it started last week when an officer was assaulted. The Biden administration is holding up a weapons delivery to Israel now over concerns Israel might use them in Rafah. Reporter Yotam Confino says the decision comes as ceasefire talks stall in Cairo.
The Israeli government doesn't believe that Hamas is interested in a deal. And Hamas is also saying that this is the last chance. So both parties seem to be quite exhausted. And both parties also seem to be quite negative.
Former President Trump's elections interference case is in limbo now in Georgia. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The fact that the Georgia Court of Appeals is going to review this decision with respect to whether or not Fannie Willis is conflicted out of the case means that this case is not going to trial before the election.
Willis had been accused of having an inappropriate relationship with another prosecutor. There is a magical expansion happening now in California.
Disney has got the approval of the Anaheim City Council for a $2 billion expansion of Disneyland. It would be the first major change to the attraction in decades. Disney, hoping to create immersive experiences for visitors, plans to redevelop a huge parking lot with new entertainment and rides.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula. And former WNBA star Candace Parker's been named president of women's basketball at Adidas. The company says she plans to create a big platform to elevate women's sports while overseeing new product lines. Parker was the first woman to have a signature shoe with Adidas back in 2010. She retired just last week after 16 seasons with the league. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
203 on WTOP on this Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Mix of clouds and sun right now. We're up to 85 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. The top local stories we're following for you this hour. That pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University was cleared out by D.C. police early this morning. City leaders say officers moved in for a reason and that the fact that there was a planned House Oversight Committee hearing later today had nothing to do with it. Our team coverage begins with WTOP's John Doman, who's at the Wilson Building.
D.C. police say the decision to clear the encampment was made Monday after days of escalating volatility, including
the assault on the GW police officer, where they took an item from the police officer, and then they also assault the officer.
Executive Assistant Police Chief Jeffrey Carroll.
We also observe indicators within the encampment that would alert us that potentially they're gathering weapons, improvised weapons, and things like that that's there.
Andy says protesters had begun entering into buildings they were not supposed to be in. Now, city leaders are adamant that a hearing led by House Republicans on Capitol Hill did not influence their decision, but Mayor Bowser says what had been an expected grilling today is now off the schedule.
Congressman Comer indicated that he thought our energy today should be on our ongoing operations. I agreed.
At the Wilson Building, John Dome in WTOP News.
So what was the scene like when police began clearing out the GW protesters? WTOP's Luke Lukert was there.
From the sea to the river.
That's the sound of protesters chanting as dozens are led off in handcuffs into the back of D.C. police vans here on George Washington's campus. D.C. police began clearing the encampment off 8th Street at around 3 a.m.
So after that first warning, a lot of people started packing their stuff up and, you know, leaving. And the only people who stayed were those who were willing to get arrested.
He says he was later pepper sprayed.
I ended up just kind of waddling backwards completely blind because my eyes were stinging.
Most of us did.
I still, like, this happened, like, what, like 3 hours ago? My arm is still stinging.
Meanwhile, David says he's happy the encampment is cleared.
I think that it created a hostile environment for Jewish students, so much so that it's legally actionable, and I frankly expect the university to be sued.
In Foggy Bottom, Luke Lugar, WTOP News.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C.'s, the U.S. Attorney for D.C., the office there, tells WTOP that none of the more than 30 protesters who were arrested have been charged yet. However, they did get citations.
Claiming its First Amendment rights were being suppressed, a local student group at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School sued the principal and the district. Now WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it appears both sides have come to an agreement.
The ACLU says the Arab Student Union has withdrawn its request for a federal judge to take emergency action before trial. The group says it's now reached an agreement with Jackson Reed High School. The Arab Student Union will be able to show one of three films it suggested that reflect the Palestinian perspective in the conflict with Israel. And they'll be able to hand out a zine describing some aspects of Palestinian culture. The ACLU says public school administrators aren't allowed to trample students' First Amendment rights just because they don't like what the students have to say. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
And WTOP has contacted D.C.'s Office of the Attorney General for comment. 206, vaping in the hallways, drug use in the bathrooms. Parents at one Montgomery County high school are meeting with school and county leaders, and they're calling for action that they say is long overdue.
English teacher David Gebler has been vocal about the problems at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, but he wants one thing made clear.
The kids at Kennedy are amazing. They're amazing, and they deserve better.
Gebler and Kennedy High School PTSA Vice President Ricky Ribeiro say students tell them they often feel unsafe in the school, and Ribeiro says many avoid the bathrooms. Ribeiro said his alarm went off when he heard from his son and nephew.
And they both were coming home complaining that kids were smoking Percocets in the bathroom. I didn't even know what that was.
Montgomery County School spokesperson Chris Cram sent WTOP an email saying there's, quote, increased vigilance in monitoring doors and bathrooms, and that all schools receive, quote, significant attention and extra support when security has to be addressed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The Kennedy High PTSA is holding a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in the school cafeteria.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
The number one U.S. airline for first-class satisfaction. I'm Jeff Klebel.
We've got traffic and weather for you in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
It's 208.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8th.
And when it breaks, and we say good afternoon to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And good afternoon, Sean. At the Bay Bridge, eastbound drivers on 50 moving without delay toward the shore. Despite lacking the third lane, the crash on the westbound Bay Bridge span was cleared at the top of the hour. A couple of minutes ago, westbound drivers got two lanes back. Delays remain on Kent Island. We'll see what happens with the reversible lane. Right now, it's X'd out. BW Parkway filling up near 32 because of a work zone on 32 westbound west of 295. 95, not bad. A northbound slowdown between 200 and 198. I think there's a work zone there. Beltway is okay in Maryland. 270 is fine. Beltway in Virginia, sluggish in the usual stretches through McLean. Midday work zone's getting cleared, probably by the bottom of the hour near Georgetown Pike, but right lane still blocked on both loops. I-95, southbound, the pace is good to Fredericksburg. Northbound, a couple of slowdowns. Had a work zone and Woodbridge might have wrapped up, but longer delays from Lorton and Newington toward the Springfield interchange. As you approach the Beltway ramps, it's the far right lane, the right lane that would exit onto 495 north, blocked by crash response. 66 westbound, a little heavier near Nutley Street. Delays easing in Centerville. Work zone beyond 29 is clear. Check out the Genesis GV70 EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. Charge into Genesis of Rockville and Gaithersburg at fitzmall.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Latest forecast for you now from 7 News. First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Partly cloudy skies moving through the afternoon. A pop-up shower or thunderstorm can't be totally ruled out. Temperatures quite hot, 85 to 90 degrees considering the time of year. Mostly cloudy this evening and into the overnight. We're tracking wet weather after midnight that will likely continue through the early morning rush on Thursday. Tracking a cold front Thursday afternoon and evening will trigger a few stronger thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Lingering storms are likely on Friday with highs in the 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
82 in Leesburg, 85 in Bowie, Georgetown at 86. More sun than clouds right now. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. We say good afternoon to Jeff Claybaugh.
Uber lost money again last quarter, but it's not for lack of business. Uber drivers completed 2.6 billion trips last quarter, up 21% from a year ago. Uber Eats bookings are approaching the number of bookings for rides. Reddit is losing money, but in its case, not for lack of advertisers. In its first report since going public, Reddit reported a 48% year-over-year jump in revenue. Advertising sales were up 39%, growing faster than any other social media site. Reddit says it has 82.7 million active users. Delta Airlines tops J.D. Power's list for passengers who pay more. Delta ranks number one among North American airlines for its first business and premium economy satisfaction. Southwest Airlines is number one for economy flyer satisfaction for the third year in a row. Frontier Airlines ranked the lowest. The Dow's up 129 points. The S&P 500 is down a point. The Nasdaq's down 34. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Build a self-care routine at Whole Foods Market. Save 33% on all body care and candles with Prime through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up on WTOP, do you worship the sun and spend as much time as you can basking in it? Well, then you definitely need one of these, a skin cancer screening. We'll talk about how easy and important it is to get one. 212.
Here is Ken Weeks, the Chief Information Security Officer for the state of New Hampshire on the 2024 State Ramp Exchange.
When we select a vendor or give a preference to a vendor who's gone through the State Ramp process, we know that not only have they met the same security standards and controls that we impose upon ourselves at the state, but they've been verified by somebody else, and it's no longer the situation of just taking somebody's word for it.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search State Ramp Exchange. Carisoft is an innovative technology partner to state and local governments. They are more than a reseller of technology and services. Carisoft partners with agencies to provide deep capabilities to solve problems, protect citizen data, and speed the delivery of services. It's not about delivering software or hardware or services. It's what goes on beyond the scenes that matters. That's the Carisoft mission. Carisoft is your trusted provider for all things IT. Learn more at Carisoft.com.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Coming up, as if planning for retirement isn't challenging enough, some recent surveys are providing mixed messages on what to do. We'll try to sort it out. 214.
Select Auto Import's construction sale is nearing an end, so the time is now if you're looking for a pre-owned BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, or Range Rover, all for thousands below MSRP. Space is limited, and there are over 100 certified pre-owned luxury vehicles at the lowest prices of the year. Check us out online. You'll see every vehicle, pictures, and low prices included. SelectAutoImports.com or visit us on Van Dorn Street in Alexandria. Don't miss the best savings and selection. Select Auto Import.
Moms love keeping things clean. That's why a flagship car wash subscription is the perfect gift for her this Mother's Day. Watch her sparkle and shine every day with an unlimited plan that she can use at over 35 flagship locations. Visit flagshipcarwash.com.
It's 2:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Thanks for being with us.
A lot of people will be out and about for the Mother's Day weekend and, of course, the following weekend. A couple down the road, that is, the long Memorial Day weekend. No doubt everyone will be hoping for sunny weather, but don't enjoy it at your own peril.
May is Skin Cancer Prevention Month, and joining us live now to talk more about the importance of protecting yourself is Dr. Patricia Lucy, a board-certified dermatologist who specializes in general dermatology, cosmetic, and surgical procedures. Dr. Lucy, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Doctors like yourself have been waving the warning flag about skin cancer, which can be deadly but generally easy to catch, for a long time. But clearly not everyone is tuning in yet. How important is it to get a regular skin cancer screening?
So we usually recommend that all adults get a full body skin examination. But surprisingly, a lot of the public isn't aware that they need to get screened. There was a recent survey done by the Prevent Cancer Foundation. It was their second annual detection survey that screened over 7,000 Americans, and they released the results in April. And it showed that 7 out of 10 adults are actually behind on at least one routine cancer screening. And specifically, when we're talking about dermatology and skin cancer, more than half, about 52% of U.S. adults, are not up to date on their routine skin cancer screening. And they were assessing these patients, looking at why their reasons were that they may not be up to date on their skin cancer screenings. And the results were actually very, very surprising on why some people may not know that they need to get their skin checked. The very first reason that a lot of adults are not up to date is because they have no family history of skin cancer. So they think that they are immune or that they don't need to get their skin checked because they don't have a family history. However, we know that only about 5 to 10% of cancers have a hereditary linkage. The majority of skin cancer is actually from the sun and or ultraviolet radiation, as in tanning bed use, prolonged sun exposure. So we recommend that every adult, regardless of family history, or race or skin color, get at least an annual skin cancer examination.
Now, some people not only up to date, some have never even been to a dermatologist. Tell us a bit about what happens during a skin screening.
So we recommend to do a head-to-toe full-body skin examination. We have the patient get undressed, usually down to their underwear, and we look them head-to-toe. We look throughout their scalp. There is skin on the scalp, and you can get skin cancer on the scalp. We look in their ears, around their ears, their whole face, head, and neck. We do their whole body, and we even look in between their toes and, you know, in and around their genitals and their butt area. People think that, oh, I don't have to take off my socks. My skin has never seen the light of day there. But it's very surprising when we talk about people that can get skin cancer, even in areas where the sun doesn't shine. And in fact, you know, we talk all the time about the story of Bob Marley dying of a melanoma that was on his toenail. So, you know, a lot of people get concerned about, oh, I don't feel comfortable and I didn't, you know, wasn't prepared. But us dermatologists don't see any of those. We just want to look at your skin head to toe and make sure that you're healthy.
Dr. Lucy, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. And I would like to let you know that early detection equals better outcomes. And that if you want to know more about it, you can check out the preventcancer.org website, because we know that 29% of U.S. adults have never had a skin cancer screening, and that, again, only 5 to 10% of these cancers are hereditary. And skin cancer does not discriminate based on family history, skin color, or age. So everyone should be getting a full-body skin examination.
All right. Thank you so much. That's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Patricia Lucy.
WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Arlington Glebe Road between Walter Reed Drive and Shirlington Road. Crash at 19th. An SUV mounting the sidewalk. Glebe Road blocked both ways by the response. 395 heavy inbound traffic at the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound leaving D.C. near the wharf after Main Avenue. Looking at our new Kobe consulting camera, I can see a couple vehicles and some pedestrians standing out in the left lane of the freeway, blocking the left lane on 395 south just before the Case Bridge. But once you get into Virginia, full speed ahead. Now 95 northbound from Woodbridge to Springfield. Very slow, the remains of a northbound crash in the far right lane at the Interloop ramp. 66 is all right. Beltway between the toll road and Pike. Midday work wrapping up on the right soon. Maryland 270 fine. Bay Bridge better, but westbound traffic still slow on Kent Island. Contraflow crash cleared at the top of the hour on the westbound span. Two-way traffic restored. Eastbound traffic on 50 still delay free. 32 westbound backed up at the BW Parkway because of road work, and the parkway is filling up down below. 95 will work better. Northbound minor work zone near 198. Brief delay. What impact do you have on the world? Join GDIT for a career supporting the intelligence community. Apply now at GDIT.com/careers. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
And we take you live now to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center and meteorologist Steve Rudin. What's happening out there today, Steve?
All righty. Nice and dry right now, however, as we move through the later part of the afternoon. Perhaps a shower or two will pop up over the northern neck into southern Maryland. We're not expecting too much, and we'll stay mainly dry moving through the evening. So outdoor grilling plans or exercising, it's a firm go, but it's plenty hot out there. We're anywhere from the middle 80s to just around 90 degrees across the area. Heat index values make it feel a little bit hotter than that. For this evening, mostly cloudy skies, a few showers well to the south of us. Tonight, we're going to track a little bit of wet weather, especially after midnight, and then by early tomorrow morning, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, we'll look for wet weather to overspread parts of the area that will likely slow down the morning rush hour commute, and then we'll see temperatures at that point in the 60s. Tomorrow, a cold front, however, a lot depends on cloud cover and how much sunshine we do see or don't see. The more sun, the better chance we could be looking at some stronger storms. The less sun, lower the chances for stronger storms. We're in the 70s, then we're in the 60s with lingering showers on Friday. At this hour, it is now 85 in Pentagon City, 84 in Tacoma Park, and 83 in Wheaton.
And we're brought to you by Gutter Helmets. Save 50% off installation plus 18 months, zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com.
222.
So my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking walking throughout the hospital during the day. I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store has locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
This is WTOP News.
223. How ready are you for retirement? It appears the answer depends on who you ask. Two different surveys looked at this question, but found dramatically different results recently. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Alliance for Lifetime Income, they said, we want to see how much money people have saved. And then they wanted to project and say, well, wait a minute. The people who are closest to retirement, we'll call them peak boomers. When they come to the bottom line, they say, oh, my gosh, a lot of these people are unprepared for retirement. That is somewhat in stark contrast to a different survey from the EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, which found that when they said to people, hey, are you confident that retirement's okay for you? That two-thirds of the people said, yeah, I'm confident. They're confident because half of them haven't actually run the numbers themselves.
So, Schlesinger says, if you're close to retirement, don't put off running those numbers.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
George Wallace is here. George, could yes. the Nationals actually sweep the Orioles?
That would be fun, huh?
Wow.
That would be nice. After scoring just one run against them last year and being swept, the Birds against the Orioles, Nationals win last night, and they're over that 500 mark for the first time since July 1st, 2021. Trevor Williams, a story last night, lowers his ERA to 1.96, getting his fourth win. Kyle Finnegan, his 12th save, leads the big leagues. Davey Martinez likes what he's seeing.
We executed really well all the way around, right? And I'm proud of them. I really am for going out there and playing the game the right way. And that's what we got to do. We got to continue to do that. We got to be consistent in playing the game the way we play. You know, I'm not worried about any other team but the Washington Nationals. You know, that's my concern. So when we come out and play like that, it's fun. And if we can continue to do that, it's going to be really fun.
What, look, winning is fun, folks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Winning is fun.
Yes.
We win.
We haven't had a lot of it around
no,
here.
No, we have not. But now they're doing it. They also stole four more bases last night, lead the majors with 61. They'll play again tonight, wrapping up the quick two-game series. Mystics, Priests,